With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump denies that he is a dictator, but he's also claiming ultimate authority. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
At last week's cabinet meeting, the president declared that he has unlimited executive power.
I would have the right to do anything I want to do. I'm the president of the United States.
But in the same meeting, he insisted that his anti-crime efforts don't make him a dictator.
So a lot of people say, you know, if that's the case, I'd rather have a dictator. But I'm not a dictator. I just know how to stop crime.
Donald Trump has pushed the boundaries of presidential power during his second term through nearly 200 executive orders. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Turns out the FBI had a good reason to reopen the probe into former National Security Advisor John Bolton after the Biden administration shut it down.
On HotAir.com, Ed Morrissey reports, quote, a mole working from an unidentified spy agency provided evidence that Bolton had used unclassified systems to transmit classified data, mainly as a means to gather material for the book he published over the objections of the U.S. intel services. The New York Times reported, quote, United States gathered data from an adversary country spy service, including emails with sensitive information that Mr. Bolton, while still working for the first Trump administration, appeared to have sent to people close to him on an unclassified system. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A grand jury has indicted two civilian workers on charges they caused the Navy to provide the Hawaii Department of Health with false information about jet fuel spilled at Pearl Harbor's storage facility before it later seeped into drinking water, sickening 6,000 people in 2021. More companies recalling tens of thousands of packages of imported shrimp may contain radioactive contamination. Aquastar USA Corporation of Seattle is recalling packages of refrigerated cocktail shrimp sold at Walmart and medium peeled tail-off shrimp sold at Kroger. This is SRN News. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Justice Department has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide sex change operations or hormone therapy on children. The request represents an elevation in the Trump administration's efforts to keep doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on minors for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. Bondi says the requirements are part of investigations into, quote, healthcare fraud, false statements, and more. No charges have been announced so far. A network of abortion clinics in Maine will not resume getting Medicaid funds while its lawsuit against the Trump administration plays out. The decision against Maine family planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling last month by a different judge who stated that Planned Parenthood clinics around the country must continue to get reimbursed. In his ruling against Maine family planning, Judge Lance Walker said Congress can, quote, withhold federal funds and otherwise disassociate from conduct not enshrined in the Constitution. This is SRN News. Bill Belichick won big in the NFL, but can he do it at the University of North Carolina?
North Carolina is set for its football debut under Bill Belichick. The Tar Heels open the season Monday against TCU. That will mark the first game at the college level for Belichick after spending his entire coaching career in the NFL. Belichick led the New England Patriots to 6 Super Bowl titles during a 24-year run there. Now he's recruiting high school players and meeting with school donors. It's all part of a bet by UNC that the 73-year-old college rookie can elevate its football program. That includes paying Belichick $10 million guaranteed for each of the next 3 years. Ron Taylor reporting.
Sticking with the college football beat here, Lee Corso made his final headgear pick on ESPN's College Game Day yesterday, choosing Brutus Buckeye. Corso picked the third-ranked Buckeyes to beat top-ranked Texas on Saturday. And by golly, they did just that. This is SRN News.